Only about 500 people live in Stark, which is in Coos County, just east of Groveton. So you can imagine, the school is quite tiny.
Okay. In this thing,
Stepping into the Stark Village School, it's like putting on the Wayback Machine, giving in to a charming time of small, close-knit communities. The school has just 26 students. One classroom holds kindergarten through third grade, the other fourth through sixth grade. But being small has its advantages, says teaching principal Shelley Roberts.
I really feel like the students here receive a private, individualized education. And that's one of the advantages of having a multi-grade classroom is that the teachers have to work extra hard to ensure that all of the students are meeting the curriculum and getting what they need.
But soon, Stark should have a horizon that goes far beyond the valley in which it sits. That's thanks to a new, almost $500,000 federal grant aimed at helping 18 North Country schools get high-tech video conferencing equipment. In some schools, like Stark Village, it will replace equipment that's more than a decade old. Ray Healy heads up North Country Educational Services in Gorham. It got the grant.
It opens up all kinds of possibilities of improving instruction as well as staff development.
Stark can really benefit from the grant. While teachers love the individualized attention that they can give their students, they lack money for things like field trips. The new video equipment will make virtual field trips possible. Stark teacher Bridget Young.
I think that it's going to be extremely helpful for the students, especially in such a rural and isolated area, for them to be able to experience as much as possible what it's like to be there without actually the huge cost of getting there.
Stark's principal says one goal this year has been to get her students in touch with students in other countries. That could happen with the new video conferencing system, says SAU 58 Technology Director Karen Conroy.
There's a lot of schools all over the world that are available to do these type of activities, and you hear about them in a lot of the larger schools because they already have the equipment set up properly. So I think it may expose them to other areas of the country, other areas of the world.
The new equipment will also make it possible to teach a class that otherwise wouldn't have been possible. For example, if a few students are interested in an unusual subject, the video conferencing would allow a handful of students in several schools to be linked to a teacher with special expertise. Matt Tremer is a technology director at North Country Educational Services.
We've had up to 10 or 11 teachers willing to offer classes, everything from Spanish to French to Latin.
At the Groveton High School, social studies teacher Andrew Lefebvre teaches an elective called Mock Trial, the Constitution and Law. He gets four or five students in each class, but he thinks offering to students in other schools would be great for everyone.
You know, in specific mock trial cases where you have different students playing different roles, lawyers and prosecution, defense, they could be witnesses. In some cases, I do allow them to be a judge. So, you know, it depends on how many people we have in the class, how effective that portion actually is. So I think with more participation would be really neat.
The program will be getting underway during the coming year. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.